أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل أفإن مات أو قتل انقلبتم على أعقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين. وما كان لنفس أن تموت إلا بإذن الله كتابا مؤجلا ومن يرد ثواب الدنيا نؤته منها ومن يرد ثواب الآخرة نؤته منها وسنجزي الشاكرين. وكأي من نبي قاتل معه ربيون كثير فما وهنوا لما أصابهم في سبيل الله وما ضعفوا وما استكانوا والله يحب الصابرين. وما كان قولهم إلا ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. فآتاهم الله ثواب الدنيا وحسن ثواب الآخرة والله يحب المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم.
يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة مبارك تجھے قیا قیام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ. بھلا جان کیا جامو مینا عالم تیرا کیف خوش خیام مدینہ. بھلا جان کیا جامو مینا عالم تیرا کیف خوش خیام مدینہ. مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہم نظر اختیام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 برا دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہیچ ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہیچ ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتی ہو, سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتی ہو, سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. ہو زاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. ہو زاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه, فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه, فيه العطاء وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته, لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد, فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. وقال تبارك وتعالى, لقد كان لكم فيهم أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر ومن يتولى فإن الله هو الغني الحميد. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, من أحيا سنتي فقد أحياني, ومن أحياني فقد أحبني, ومن أحبني فكان معي في الجنة. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Before starting with our talk proper, by way of introduction, first, we are very, very indebted and thankful to Allah Rabbul Izzah who has blessed us with so many ni'mats. One of them is this Mubarak Tariqah, which is called Tasawwuf and Ihsan, which is Islahi Nafs, reformation of one's character, and getting connected and gaining the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This Alhamdulillah, our Mashayikh, which we are quite aware of from long before, from the time of first who came to our shores, Hadrat Muqtari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib, Hadrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, Allama Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali, all these great, great personalities. And later, Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, who spent whole Ramzan in Stanger and spent the whole Jinnah in South Africa. And then Hadrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib, who came to so many times and so many of our towns, and all our great buzurgs. Finally, our Shaykh Hadrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, and they refreshed this great mission of correcting one's character and reforming one's character and gaining and finding Allah and gaining the love of Allah Ta'ala. So we are very, very much indebted and we are very, very grateful for all the great efforts. This might seem today to us to be something new also. Many people say, what is the Khalqa business about? What is the Tasawwuf business about? It seems something new. It is nothing new. It is from the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا الْإِحْسَانِ? What is Ihsan? That time the Tasawwuf was known as Ihsan. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَعَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. To worship Allah as though you are seeing Allah Ta'ala. With so much of consciousness and so much of conviction. And if you can't reach that stage, then at least that level you reach, that you are conscious that Allah is watching me. And that is what is called the Tasawwuf today. And Ihsan, to achieve that consciousness of Allah Ta'ala at all times. And a person who achieves that, his reformation is done. He will control his anger. He will control his eyes. He will control his emotions. Everything he will do once a person has reached that. So we are very, very thankful and appreciate all this great effort which Allah has blessed us with through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and our great, great elders and pious people. Also in this, we might be thinking, such a big Jamaat has come, we never heard of this before. So many people, tomorrow 2 busloads of students are coming, and then other students are coming by Kombi again, and more people are still coming also. This is also something, nothing new. It's only that we are not acquainted with our history. For example, Shaykh Abdullah Andalusi Rahmatullah Alayh, whose story is very famous, that when he saw that Christian girl, he fell in love with her, he wanted to marry her, then Allah saved him finally. All that whole story, at that time, there were 10 to 12,000 of his murids that were with him. And they were making safa. And it's not very long ago, and in fact, Shaykh Mahmoud Effendi, who is in Istanbul in Turkey, a very great Shaykh. Alhamdulillah, we had the good fortune of meeting a few times. And he's of the Naqshbandi Silsila, and it's not long, about 8-10 years ago, he came for Umrah with 20,000 of his murids. And so this is in our time, he's still living today also. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali's Khanqa, hundreds of thousands of people should attend. And that time Khanqas were huge, huge Khanqas. And the reality of deen is achieved here. Knowledge of deen will come in our maktabs, will come in our darul ulooms. Practice on deen will come with tabligh jamaat, that people become conscious. And the essence and the ruh and the reality of deen, that will come with the effort of the khanqa. When a person becomes conscious of Allah Ta'ala all the time. So this is that effort. And this has been always in the annals of the history of Islam. Today we are fortunate, and another particular point that I want to mention to the brothers of Leslie, who have gone out of their way to host so many people. Leslie, a small little platteland, but so many people, and from where and where? How many people from different parts of the country, different parts of the world? Today you have the opportunity and the honor to honor these people. How many ulama are here? And Allah has put it in your share. So, and how this great, how many pious people, great, great ulama have come to your town to grace the town. So it is a great honor for you, and it is, and we appreciate all the khidmat which has been done so well. Everything who you have gone out of your way, may Allah reward you in return. And also, of course, not forgetting our brother Muhammad Mullah, who is working on this whole program for this Eastern Transvaal, Pumalanga area, and how long. And the main thing is the Islahi Jalsa that will take place, inshallah, on Yom Musab Saturday from Asr till Isha in Ermelo. And for that, it is a particular invitation to all to attend the Jalsa there, inshallah. And also to all the brothers who have joined us. We know now is a holiday mood, festive mood. How many people just want to be on holiday now? Others have still got their businesses which they are running. In spite of that, how many brothers have sacrificed? But their families also. This is also a very good sacrifice. May Allah reward them all, inshallah. The ayat of before that, I just translate this very beautiful poem, which mashallah Hafiz Bilal has rendered. And usually we take nazam just to be an entertainment, but these nazams are not entertainment, but they are also complete bayans on them, on in themselves. And what great beautiful bayans. This poem, which is of our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah. The title of the poem, Ye Subhe Medina, Ye Shami Medina. That alone already tells us what the poem. These mornings of Medina, all of us, inshallah, we have experienced, and or we will experience in the morning when after Fajr, you come out of the Haram, especially on the side of Baqi, or Had on that side, by Jannatul Baqi on this side. How beautiful the environment. It is just a different morning when a person is in Medina Sharif. So remembering those beautiful occasions of the mornings of Medina and the evenings of Medina. When a person comes for Maghrib Namaz, or if he leaves the Haram after Maghrib, that whole environment which is so beautiful, that wonderful serenity that exists there, that wonderful breeze that blows at that time, and the sunset and the sunrise of Medina, what beautiful occasions for a mu'min, for an aashiq of Allah, an aashiq of His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How we cherish those moments. So remembering those times, Hazrat says, these mornings of Medina, these evenings of Medina. Mubarak tujhe ye qiyam-e Medina. Blessed are you, that person who has gone to visit Medina. For a week you have gone, for 2 weeks you have gone. For whatever period, I remember one occasion we went, and Marhum Ismail Bey Marshi, we were together there. We went for a week. So I asked him, for how long have you come? He said, we settled for 1 month here in Medina. Those were the days when there was time, they should give visas also like that. And so this great opportunity, and to be just staying in Medina Sharif, to be just making namazes there, and visiting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great occasion. And blessed are those people who stay permanently in Medina. What to say about those people? MashaAllah, we have met such people of Medina who don't want to leave Medina Sharif for one moment. They want first Hajj they go for. And that also at the last moment, make their Hajj and back to Medina. They just are worried that our mosque mustn't come out of Medina. But we have come here to die in Medina. It mustn't happen that we must there. And such people who spend their whole life. And as Hazrat explains here, the adab, the respects of Medina Sharif are also fully in their hearts. Bhala jaane kya jaam meena aal, jima jaam meena e aal. What do the people know of the jaam in Meena? Jaam in Meena is usually spoken of those people who go to the bars and to the taverns, who go to go and drink liquor, and they have the bottle, they have their glass, and when they get their bottle and glass, they think we are out of this world. Oh, we just enjoy life. And they drunk, they don't know what they are doing. What do those people know what is enjoyment? How much a person works the whole week, he gets his pay on Friday, before he reaches home, he goes and spends all his money in the bar. He destroys all that money. But to him, Oh, it's a big achievement. He waits the whole week to go to... Hazrat says, what do those people know what is enjoyment? They think what is enjoyment, but they don't know. Tera kehte khush khiram Madina. Your condition, the person who is in Medina Sharif and enjoying Medina, what enjoyment is he not getting? To be right by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Medina Sharif and the Riyadul Jannah, the place between the Qabr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Minbar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the place where the white musalla is what we call. That place is such a place that Jannah we all desire. How great is Jannah? But at the moment, Riyadul Jannah, Medina Sharif is more superior than Jannah also. And the reason for that is that Medina and Riyadul Jannah, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present here with us. Jannah hasn't got Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sand that touches the kafan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sand that touches the kafan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is more superior than the arsh of Allah, is more superior than Kaaba Sharif. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, and today we the Muslims, Allah has given us that honor. You can book your ticket, get your visa, and you can be at a distance of 7-10 meters from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great honor. So what do the people of the world know what is enjoyment? Those who are going to resorts, those people like mere people bursting firecrackers now, blowing up their money. Just this morning one business friend of mine told me what amount of money he spent on this firecrackers. And just blown up for nothing. And how lot of harm in it. So these people think, and tonight the people will stay awake the whole night. And they will be hooting and making a noise at 12 o'clock. What sense does it make? So just yesterday, one white man met me. And I told me, I'm very interested in your folks' religion. Please, I'm desperate. I want your religion. So he said that our religion is only rituals. There is no reality. Christian man. He says, don't waste time. Please, I'm desperate. I want this religion of yours. Your folks' religion makes sense to me. That's a true religion. How Allah has blessed us. All through the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Medina ki galiyon mein har ek qadam par, and also remember at the same time when you are in Medina Sharif, on in the all the alleys and all the streets of Medina, every step of yours, ho madde nazar ihtiram Medina. Keep in mind the great honor and respect of Medina. Don't go there, smoke cigarettes, and you throw your butts anywhere. Realize you are in Medina. Allah reward, mashallah, the Saudi government there, the whole around Medina. What the, how they have made the environment of peace and serenity. Where there are pots everywhere that please, Haji, don't smoke here. Don't throw your cigarette butts here. And they themselves also, the machinery they use also of the lowest noise possible. So that they don't disturb Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And especially around the haram, what beautiful environment exists all the time. So when we are there, keep in mind the respect and honor of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Medina, 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 Medina. Bara lutf deta hai naam Medina. The name of Medina gives so much joy to a mu'min's heart. Just the name of Medina. And this really has to do with love. A person who has got love, he will understand. I usually say, if somebody's mother, sister, auntie's name is Fatima, daughter, he doesn't get much enjoyment in the name Fatima. But the day he's engaged to get married to a girl whose name is Fatima, now it is completely different. Hey, now he won't just take her name Fatima like that. He'll go to Parisat and he'll say that correct my Makharij of Taw. That I don't say Fatima or Fatim or Fatli or Fatu. So many Lohat of Fatima these. They die one. And if somebody else pronounces the name wrong, he gets angry also. At night he can't sleep also. Fatima, what Karannum says. Hold on, Fatima, Fatima. He's gone mad in the love of Fatima. Hey, there's a different thing that after 3 months, 6 months, he'll fight like cats and dogs with Fatima. But at the moment, now he's mad in love. So if Fatima can give you that enjoyment,
then Medina, the name of the city of Nabiyyah Kareem
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Really a true aashiq and a true lover should go make this Medina, 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 Medina.
What enjoyment it must give him.
Where our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, where Islam spread in the four corners of the world, from where is mankind got the message that the Ram of insaniya, of what to be a human, that you got your ticket of Jannah, you got your passport and visa of Jannah, all from the headquarters of Medina Sharif. So how much enjoyment shouldn't that give to a person? Nigaahu mein sultaniyat hai chhodi, and to own the world, to be a king, to be a president, a prime minister, all these things will have no meaning to you. Jo qaida dil mein payam hai Medina, that person who gets the message of Medina in his heart, that what is Islam, the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, the enjoyment of tahajjud, the enjoyment of reading salawat and durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us how to be perfect husbands, how to be perfect wives, how to be perfect parents. This is all the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How to be a perfect neighbor. One great sahabi had a goat slaughtered at home, and he had it slaughtered when he came perhaps from namaz or wherever, from business, from shop or whatever. He said, slaughtered. He said, did you give to our Jewish neighbors? He said, first thing, give to the neighbors also. And today we make prize. The smell goes in the whole neighborhood. Some poor people around us who can't afford, who haven't seen this, and we're going to be eating. What pieces of meat. And this poor neighbors, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So much so that it appeared that as though the neighbor is going to inherit in one's estate also. So much are the rights of the neighbor. Today we don't even know the neighbor. Who taught us all this here? Nobody else but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sukoon jahan, tum kahan dhoondte ho? Where are you looking for peace of mind and contentment of heart? You are going around in the world, you're looking for it in resorts, you're looking for it in nightclubs, you're looking for it in casinos, you're looking for it in big degrees, you're looking for it in big bank balances and big mansions and big cars. It's not there. Hey, one beautiful example, one poor man who only had one gold coin, he had nothing else in his life. He lost his gold coin, living in a small town shanty. So he went and looked for it outside on the street, where the street light is bright light. So he couldn't find it. He didn't lose it there. How is he going to find it there? So a friend of his passing saw my friend is desperate. He's very perplexed, very frustrated. What's wrong? I lost my gold coin. That's the only thing I had in my life. I don't own anything, and that also I lost. So he said, let me help you look for it. They look. After some time, couldn't find it. Where did you lose it? He said, I lost it in my tent shanty. So he said, why are you looking for it here? If you lost it in a tent shanty, you can't find it here. He said, yeah, it's a bright light. So yeah, that's why I'm looking for it here. Where he lost it, he must look for it there. He can look for it there with a candle light. He can look for it there without any light, just moving his hand around. But where you lost it, hopefully you will find it. Just like that, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a nation whom Allah has given izzat and honor in Islam. وَإِنْ نَتْلُبُ الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. If we look for this izzat and honor in anything besides Islam, we will look for it in resorts, top resorts, for top holidays, look for it in our beautiful mansions, in our cars, in our businesses, that izzat is not kept here. And our example, though we might not like it, but is exactly like that person who is looking for his gold coin under the street light. Just because the light is bright there. Looking for it in nightclubs, looking for it in casinos, looking for it in brothels. Our izzat is not there. Our izzat is in Islam. وَإِنْ نَتْلُبُ الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ أَوَلْنَا لَنَّا. And if we look for izzat in anything else besides Islam, Allah will disgrace us once more. And that is the case today. Muslims are not short of money in the whole world. One of the among the most richest people of the world are Muslim people. Muslims own, so to say, the black gold, the oil. Well, the gold, yellow gold, the world will carry on if there isn't the yellow gold. But the black gold, the oil, if that is not supplied, the world will come to a grinding halt.
and the majority of the black gold oil Allah has put in Muslim hands. The only nation, religious nation that owns so many countries. There are 30 countries according to their constitution, they are ruled according to Islamic rule. What is actually happening is different. There isn't one country that is even in words that is being ruled by Christian, by Christianity. Only the Vatican, and the Vatican is not a country of its own. It's part of Italy. Italy is also a secular state. Only one nation in the world is ruled according to Hinduism. And that's also not India, Nepal. India is also a secular state. But 50 countries, according to constitution, at least, they say they are ruled by Islam and by Muslim. Muslim have got 50 countries. But what is our position in the world? What's happening in Iraq? What's happening in Afghanistan? What's happening in Palestine? Why we are thrown from pillar to post? Because we are looking for izzat and honor in things besides Islam. Come back to Islam. Islamic education, Islamic nurturing, Islamic way of life, the reality, and not a picture of Islam. Many of us also fool ourselves with our topi, beard, kurta, that I'm a good Muslim, I'm a buzur. We see ourselves over and over in the mirror. Other people say, oh, buzur, hazrat, we think really we are like that. But consider our namaz, what's the condition of our namaz, the primary thing? What's the condition of our truthfulness? What's the condition of our eyes? What's the condition of our minds and thought? Where has Islam really entered us? We have entered into Islam, but we are still far. How we look down upon people, how we speak bad about people. Backbiting is so right in good homes, in the homes of ulama, in the homes of pious people. Backbiting. Backbiting to this extent that we go out in jamaat, we make wuzu, we make 2 rakats namaz, we sit for mashura, and we're discussing somebody we backbiting in the masjid. Backbiting so much that in the haram of Makkah, Kaaba Sharif, Hajar Aswad is in front, 5-6 friends are sitting and we are backbiting. Backbiting to this extent, we go for itikaf in Ramzan in the Khanqa. We are sitting last 10 days and in the Khanqa we are busy making, we are backbiting about people. And yet we think I'm a very pious person. That I've got Islam and I'm sitting for itikaf, I'm gone out in Jamaat, I'm gone for Umrah, I'm gone for Hajj, and I'm a very pious person. But this big gunas, you can have a 200 liter drum of Zamzam, and you put one drop of urine in there, you have destroyed all that Zamzam. And with our backbiting, how we looking at women with our eyes, and not only with our looking by error or on the road or our customers, but how many good people we getting regular made that they are addicted to porn. Outside you see that very pious person, but pornography all the time. They just can't stay away from it. Addicted to porn, etc. And yet we think this is an outward form of piety and we are very pious. So this to get the real, if your person, sukoon jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, if you want the peace of mind and contentment of the heart of the whole world, sukoon jahan hai nizam e Madina. The sukoon of this contentment and peace of mind is in the system of Medina Sharif. The system of the Medina of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time. A person who was thirsty needed water. He went out on the road to look for water. And on the road we see in the distance what we call a miraj. It looks like water there in the distance. So he saw, there is my water, let me go there. And when you get to it, then there is no water, it was just a pool on the eye. Then it looks further, I'll get it there. You can go and go till the horizon. And what is the horizon? Where it looks that the sky and the earth is meeting. You can walk your whole life, you can live 10 lives and walk. You'll never get the place where the sky and the earth meet. If you want the water, go back to the city. And in the city you'll find any tap, you just open it and water will gush out. So in the same way, we are looking to modernism. We are looking, I must be progressive. We must throw the shackles of Islam off our backs. All this conservative type of Islam and all this old type of Islam, throw it back, going to modern Islam. Going to a way of life of the Western world, etc. You can go until where you think the horizon, the sky and the earth is meeting. You will never get your thirst quenched. Come back to the city. reverse again. Go 1400 years back to the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Reverse so much
and you will find sukoon-e jahan. You will find peace of mind and contentment of heart. So this is where it is set. Our progress is not to walk in front. Our progress is to walk behind Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Follow Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and that is our progress.
Everything system works differently. If you want your ox cart in the days of the past, you want to move it, don't go and put jet fuel in the ox cart. Then put 10 oxen, it will pull that ox cart. And your jet, don't go and put 10 oxen to pull the jet. Then put jet fuel. The jet fuel of Islam is the obeying the commandments of Allah. And the old system of Islam of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his time and era, the Quran, the Islam of the Quran apart, that is the jet fuel of Islam. Don't go and put oxen to pull this Islam. Put the jet fuel of obedience to Allah and the love and the ishq of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That will make this jet of Islam fly high. Ho azad akhtar, ho azad akhtar, ghame do jahan se. Hazrat says, referring to himself, that it's a message for all. A person will be absolved and saved of all the worries and harms and fitness of this world. Jo ho jai dil se gulam-e Madina. A person who will become by his heart the slave of Medina. Not just an outward form, not just wearing Arab dress, etc. But in your heart you have the Nizam of Medina. Sunnat, many of us, we are from, almost all of us, most of us here are Gujaratis. And some of us are so pious Gujaratis also. At meal time, especially if there's Mufti Saab, to pachi masalo huje. The Mufti Saab che to apre masalo abhi puche Mufti Saab. What masala? Is it sunnah to eat something sweet before meals or after meals? That a common thing. We have to show how pious we worried of sunnah. The only sunnah we could think of is whether to eat sweet before meals or after meals. And our wife says that our husbands only know one sunnah, that you must marry two wives. No other sunnah they know. That's the only sunnah they know. You must marry two wives. And to eat sweet before meals or after meals is it sunnah. Allahu Akbar. Somebody asked us, Mufti Abdul Rahim Lajpuri Rahmatullah Ali, what did he say? When is it sunnah? Was sunnah, they asked, before meals or after meals? He said there was no question of sunnah before meals or after meals. Something sweet. In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the house of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, two months used to pass, and the stove used to be, it should not be there. There was no food to cook. There was no food to eat. Forget to eat sunnah, when to eat sunnah. Sweet before or after, there was no food. That is the sunnah. So who of us will practice that sunnah? That we will share with our neighbors, give them something. And what then? What is not on our dasturkhan? Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that when there are 10 things on your dasturkhan for iftar, think at least for those people who haven't got even water to make iftar. And I'm not exaggerating when I say this. There are millions of people in the world who keep roza and they've got nothing to make iftari with also. And also, so this sunnah, and then what we do? We are those great muhaffiqs also, and that we make jama between the two sunnahs. So we eat sweet before meals also, and sweet after meals also. So we make sure that we don't miss out the sunnah in any way. Whereas there is nothing like sunnah before meals or sweet before meals or sweet after meals. And the sunnah is that to stay hungry. Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another great sunnah, told Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, oh Anas, when you go to sleep at night, clean your heart of all malice. Don't have any bad feelings, bad thoughts, hatred, jealousy for any person whatsoever. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadhihi sunnati, this is my sunnah. And if you can, practice on the sunnah of mine. How many of us, with our brothers, each day, big mu'anakas. That also is not sunnah, but we make that. But in our heart, we got daggers for one another. How many of us, when we meet our friends, oh, so nice, mashallah, you have come. But in our hearts, daggers from where blood is flowing. And we hate the person. And so that is not sunnah. Sunnah is your heart must be clean. And if your heart is clean, forget that anyone else and forget sawab in akhirat, you are in jannat in this world. When your heart is dirty in this world, you are in jahannam. You are in namaz also, and in your namaz you're thinking bad about the person. Hey, whatever you are doing, you are jealous of a person. What Allah has given that person is wealth. What Allah has given that person is izzat, whatever. And you are jealous, you are burning. Kyun kafre afsos mal rahe ho? Kyun jahannam ki taraf chal rahe ho? Tum ho naraz khuda ke faisle par. Hey, you are angry of what Allah has given somebody else. You are jealous about that person. You are burning in your heart. Kyun jahannam ki aag mein jal rahe ho? You are burning in the fire of Jahannam in this dunya already. So this is a great sunnah to cleanse our hearts. With regard to this, this beautiful poem of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali advised that before every bayan, make muzakra, discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabiya Sirin Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat has said many poems also with regard to the great honor, importance, necessity, virtues and benefits of sunnah. One particular poem of Hadrat, which Allah in His mercy has made famous in the whole world, that poem is Naqshe Qadam Nabi ke sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hai jannat ke raaste. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Naqshe Qadam Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. What does this mean? That the footsteps of Nabi, following in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the road to Jannah. Just like anyone who goes here out from here on the main road, and he sees Kinross showing this side. He sees Devon showing that side. You take Kinross Road, you'll come out in Kinross. You take Devon Road, you'll come out in Devon. You take Ermelo Road, you'll come out in Ermelo. And Suleiman will get cross if I don't say Betha. So I have to say Betha also. You take Betha road, you come out in Betha. Whichever road you will take. So whoever takes the road of Sunnah, will see he'll come out in Jannah. You'll see the board of Sunnah, but you'll see I came out in the garden of Jannah. And the other great benefit of Sunnah, whoever follows Sunnah in his life, he will get connected with Allah. And once you get Allah, you are a tu mera, to har shay meri. If you are mine, O Allah, everything is mine. Zameen meri, falak mera. The earth is mine, the heavens are mine. A tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, nothing is mine. Ayaz was a famous slave of the famous king, Mahmud Ghaznavi, rahmatullah. The king was also so pious, the slave of his was also so pious, and Ayaz had great, great qualities also in him. And because of that, he became the favorite of the king. And when he became the favorite of the king, the other courtiers, the people in the court, became jealous of Ayaz. They started filling the king's ears with all things. Ayaz is like this, Ayaz is like that. Many stories, great lessons in the stories of Ayaz. One particular, the king told them, I will show you who Ayaz is. So one day in the courtroom, the king announced, he had put all valuable stones, diamonds, pearls, emeralds, spread them out in the whole courtroom. And he said, today whoever puts his hand on whatever, it is his. The people, they didn't wait for a second bidding. All the ministers, the close people of the king, they all rushed and they tried to take as much as they could. But Ayaz stood still. The king said, Ayaz, if you not hear what I say? He said, King, repeat your command. What did you say? He said, I said, whoever puts his hand on whatever today, it is his. He said, you sure, king? He said, I'm the king. My word is my word. It's my honor. You don't worry. What I said is true. So he walked up and put his hand on the king. He said, if you are mine today, you put one fraction of what you own. 1%, point so and so, you put spread out everywhere. If I got you, I got all your treasures. I got it. So we look at the small, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, like when big nights come, what we call big nights of 27 nights of Ramadan, or the Laylatul Qadr, Shabi Barat, the night of Arafat, whatever. If you ask Allah Ta'ala of everything of dunya and akhirat, but you did not ask Allah for Himself, you ask for nothing. And if you ask for nothing from Allah Ta'ala, you only ask Allah, you be mine. If you be mine. And then if you ask that, you have asked for everything. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hoon? Somebody asked me, what do I want? میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھے اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا اور کچھ نہیں مانگتا ہوں ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے ڈر کر اسی رات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں A person who has asked Allah, has asked everything. So all this a person will get by following sunnahs. So how great is not the value of sunnahs? Mufti Taqi Usmani rahmatullah alayhi gives such a beautiful example of the value of sunnahs. He said today, every Muslim desires Islam must come alive in the whole world. All of us want that in the whole world Islam must come alive. And in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Saudi Arabia, America, Europe, Islam must come alive. Every Muslim desires that. And some people march also for this. They tell their governments, bring Islamic law, Sharia law. We want Quranic law in our country. They march also. So Mufti Sahib say, what a beautiful example that every person is a country of his own. And there are so many provinces in this country. The province of your brain, province of your eyes, of your ears, of your tongue, your hands, legs, all the parts of the body, your heart, your mind, all these are different provinces. And you are the president of this country without election. Hey, you didn't have to go for voting to get votes to become the president. And you are lifelong president and prime minister of this country. And in your parliament, you got no opposition also. You can do as you want to and you are lifelong president and prime minister. So you bring Islam alive in your eyes. Look according to what Islam has commanded. You bring Islam alive in your tongue. You use your tongue what Allah has commanded. Bring Islam alive in your hands and legs. Every person does this. Islam is alive in the world. Without any big buildings, without any computers, computer systems, without any military, without any big budget, without collecting money, without asking for funds. Every person and everyone wants it. But the sad part is, we want everyone else to become Muslim, and I must be azad. I must do what I want to. I don't want Islam in myself. Islam must come in my wife, she must be a good wife. But Islam mustn't come in me that I must be a good husband. Islam must come in my children, they must be obedient to me. They must obey me, they must listen to me. But I don't want to become a Muslim father, that I am concerned of their upbringing according to Islam. According to the Islamic education I must give them. I must be free. I must do what I want to. But they must be obedient. They must respect me. That's our problem. And remember, our success and our failure does not lie out of us. Our success and our failure lies within us. If we come right, it comes clearly in the hadith. مَنْ أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ مَنْ أَصْلَحَ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ رَبِّهِ A person who corrects his matters between him and Allah Ta'ala, أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ خَلْقِهِ Allah will correct his matters between him and the creation of Allah. Whether it's your wife you got a problem, whether it's your children, whether it's your neighbors, whether it's your suppliers, whether it's your customers, whoever it is, if you correct your matter with Allah, Allah will correct your matter with the creation of Allah Ta'ala. But we look for the solution out of us. And take a lesson from a cow. Many of us, we feel, I didn't have opportunity in my life. Hey, that I was, that time there weren't Darul Ulooms like that. At that time there weren't these opportunities that I could also become a Hafiz, I could become a Maulana. There wasn't Tabligh Jamaat, I could go in Jamaat, etc. There was nothing. Take the lesson of the cow. What opportunity has the cow got? Only eating grass all the time. In summer, nice green grass it gets. Winter, it has to eat hay, dry grass, but it's eating and it's working 24 hours. All the time it's chewing. And look, that who put that, that computer in the stomach of the cow? That eating grass and it produces, mean perfume, wadamin, lebanon, haw, this one, sa'iran, lishadin. That it produces that wonderful, enjoyable milk. And it is between one side blood, which is also napak and dirty. And the other side, the dung of the cow, which is also napak and dirty. in between pure milk. Who is this who supplies? Then you enjoy your hot, hot coffee. You enjoy your Nescafe. You enjoy your ice cream. You enjoy your Faluda. You enjoy how many things made of ice, of milk. Eh? And the cow, what opportunity did it have in life? So the same, every individual, Allah has put that, your capacity of your success, it is within you. You just, you use yourself correct. Be positive, don't be negative. Don't find fault with the wife all the time. My wife is keeping me back. My children are bad. My workers, they are not supporting me. They are bad. You come right and you will see Allah will make you successful. Whether you have an opportunity in life or not, Allah will make, give you such success like the cow. And the cow again does not ask for any credit also. Hey, it supplies and it doesn't charge you 1 cent. The farmer will charge you for your milk. And he'll put up the price of milk all the time. But the cow never puts up the price of milk. Hey, the cow will just keep on supplying. So be like that. Be a work for Mr. Everyone. And be yourself, be a Mr. Nobody. And then see that how much your Allah will make you the king of Mr. Everybody. If you have that attitude, you don't want praises from people. You don't want people to thank you. You're doing it for Allah Ta'ala. Allah will give you so much of great honor. But when you want returns from people, what have people got to return to give you returns? Eh? If you want to, you want to sell your product amongst people who got no money. How can you market your product? You must market your product in the right place. People who got money can pay you for your product. People, what have they got to pay you back? To pray, do it for Allah Ta'ala's sake. So sunnats are great, great value. So that Allah Ta'ala says in the ayah, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Rasul of Allah, in his life, in his teachings, in his day and in his night, in his morning and in his night, in his public life and his private life, in every aspect of his life, as a son, as a father, as a husband, as an uncle, in every way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a perfect model. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. A most beautiful example you have. In other words, exhortation and encouragement follow in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But who will do this? لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. This person, it will appeal to him who has got iman on Allah and he wants to prepare for the akhirah. A person who knows Jannah and he knows akhirah and he knows Jahannam and the torments of Jahannam. Yeah, today, nowadays, we know how hot it is getting and we are getting very uncomfortable. Yeah, in the masjid, a nice big building. But if the fans are not on, we get cross. Why didn't they put on the fans? If there's load shedding, we get cross. That what is happening to the country, all the load shedding, etc. This is a big masjid. In a small qabr, which fan is going to be there? And which air conditioner is going to be there? A person who knows that will want to get saved from that. If that is in our mind. But today we don't think of the qabr. We go to sleep every night. Some of us might be reading Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. I'm dying now, O Allah. And take the lesson like my life has come to an end. And I'm dying now. Who of us read the dua? Who of us take the lesson? So think of the qabr. Think of the day of Qiyamah. What will be the day? When they will be melting copper at the bottom. Sun will be just over here. What is 28 degrees? What is 30, 40 degrees when the sun will be just... So those who have got that, for them, the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be meaningful. They want to save themselves from that. But those who are worried of their casinos, and who are worried of their resorts, and who are worried of their porn that they have to see, well, this doesn't appeal to them. It doesn't make any sense to them. Once I needed to make a key. So now my eyes are open for a locksmith. So when I was driving, I saw one locksmith is just here where I normally pass. So I went in, had my key. I said, I passed here so many times, but I never saw your shop, your locksmith, you're a locksmith you yet. So he told me, when you need me, you see me. When you don't need me, you don't see me. Okay? So those who need to get saved from Jahannam, they will see what it is. But those who have no concern, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهُ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. For a non-Muslim, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character means nothing. Na'uzubillah, they find fault, they make a mockery, they make cartoons about him. But for a mu'min who believes in Allah, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوْضَهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ, and who is worried about the Akhirah, for him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so we have to make effort on our iman. That I must make my qabr. My qabr must become رَوْضَةٌ مِنْ رِيَابِ الْجَنَّةِ, a garden of the gardens of Jannah. On the day of Qiyamah, I mustn't have any problems. All Allah, but our Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi said such a beautiful poem. Sab ghabra kar ye kehte hai, all get worried, what is happening now? What's the country coming to? What's happening in the world? What nudity and what filth and what dirt and how much of zulm? No water for so many days, so people are getting load shedding, no elect. What is happening? Sab ghabra kar kehte hai ke mar jayenge. We rather die now. Mar ke bhi chain na paya, to ab kidhar jayenge. After you die in the qabr, you don't get chain and support. Now where are you going to run to? What are you going to do now if in the qabr you got problems? This is the concern that we have to have. All of us have to going to die. Am I going to die with iman or without iman? What is the other? We got no guarantee. Nobody has got guarantee. No, Allah hasn't given a guarantee certificate to any. And the biggest worry of buzurgs, great, great, pious people, awliya, that how my mouth is going to come. They were not people like Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Ashari Mubashara, one of the ten people who were given the glad tidings of Jannah. He says, I wish I was just a bird. I was a blade of grass and I didn't have to give accountability. They were so worried. After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them guarantee, Ibn Mulaika rahmatullah alayhi in Bukhari Sharif says that I met 30 Sahaba, all of them feared nifaq upon themselves. Yeah. That we are munafiqeen. They were worried of their condition. Today, what are we worried? Mm. So that Abu Bakr Allah kathira. And to get that iman, a person who makes Allah zikr in abundance. Then you will get that iman of liman kana yarjullah wal yawm al akhir. And then sunnah will have meaning in your life. And if you have sunnahs in your life of jannat is made again. Naqshe qadam nabi ke hai, jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai, sunnat ke raaste. In the ayat, other ayat kareema, Allah ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِيهِمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. See the two ayats and join them, see them. Like in maths, we have two equations. And then you take up the common things and then you find your final result. Yeah, Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِيهِمْ. In all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, you have a perfect example. Again, لِمَنْ كَانِ يَرْجُ اللَّهُ الْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. And then Allah says in this ayat, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّى. A person who doesn't pay attention to the sunnahs and the ways of the Anbiya alayhi salam, to the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who turns his face from there. In fact, who makes a joke about miswak, for example. Mm-hmm. Who makes a joke about the beard. Who makes a joke about sunnah dressing, etc. For that person, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. Allah is totally independent of that person. Allah is not in need of anyone. We can go around and blow our trumpets and make a big noise and we might think I'm Mr. Somebody, but by Allah we are Mr. Nobody. Hey, if we go against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we don't have the honor of sunnah, but Allah says Allah is ghani, He's independent. He's not in need of your ibadah, He's not in need of your money, He's not in need of your health, He's in need of nothing. And Hamid, He is the one that has got all qualities of praising and He's not in need of anyone. The hadith that I quoted, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man ahya sunnati, a person makes one sunnat of mine alive. And Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali says, Man ahya sunnati, ay man amila biha. A person who practices on a sunnat. Man ahya sunnati, that is a person who practices on a sunnat. Faqad ahyani, he made me alive. Because the mission of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in where we read, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Muhammadur Rasulullah, that Muhammad is the Rasul of Allah. So also we accept in that Muhammad is the last and final Rasul of Allah. No other Nabi, no Zilli, Baruji, no type of Nabi can come after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that also is our success lies 100% in following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a person who follows that, Allah will bless him. And a person who turns away from that,
but Allah is not in need of its ibadah. And also a person who makes that sunnah alive, that was the mission of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He has made Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam alive, by practicing on the sunnah, he has made the mission of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just like a father who has got a business, one good friend of ours in one town, very wealthy person, multi-millionaire, very big business also, but his three sons, none of them are interested in his. He's over 80 now, but he's still working. And he's so heart sore that my sons are not carrying on with my mission. Business is not our mission. Deen is our mission. But if you have somebody, so a person who brings your mission alive, whether he's your son, whether he's an Arab, whether he's an Ajam, but he's bringing your mission alive, how happy Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became that he said, he has made me alive. Because he made my mission alive, he has made me alive. مَنْ أَحْيَى سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحْيَانِي وَمَنْ أَحْيَانِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي. That is the person who has truly made muhabbat with me, who brings my sunnah. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي فَكَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ. I sign and guarantee that person, a person who has made the true muhabbat. Muhabbat is not just what loves. Sab kehte hai muhabbat, all say with their tongues muhabbat, but there is no muhabbat. When the wife you say so much muhabbat, but then you abuse her so much, what kind of muhabbat is that? Muhabbat is something else, we don't even know what is muhabbat. So a person who has the true love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَكَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ. He will be not only in Jannah, he will be with me in Jannah. What will be the position of Nabi? So sunnats are this great value. So that we have come out to try and bring this within us also. Try and encourage our brothers, we all try and work together. For that is this Islahi Jalsa on Saturday in Ermelo, not just to get together, but how we can bring this deen in its reality. Not just the outward sunnats that we blab ourselves, but our hearts also become deen. That the reality of deen comes into us. So inshallah, all of us try and bring other brothers to the Islahi Jalsa. It's very short time from Asr to Isha. Very short time, try and attend and come there also. And the programs tomorrow afternoon is in Zohar. It's a public holiday tomorrow. What difficulty is it to come? Inshallah, try and attend there. Then at night you will be in Trichar. It's also not far, all nearby places. For small matters, we all go and spread together. Then come to Betar also, come to Amado, come to Pit Ratif also, inshallah. May all will try and do that, inshallah. And try and bring sunnahs in alive. One easy way, that stake a kitab on the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our first kitab is a small pocket size. Piyari Nabi ki piyari sunnah. The beautiful sunnahs of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just read one sunnah a day in our home. And you'll see the barakat also will come. Muhabbat will come. I promise you, bimaris will go away. Illnesses will go away. Financial problems will go away. Fights and problems which we have in our hearts and fights, they will go away. Allah's rahmat will come. Allah's barakat will come. And so read that. Otherwise, Mufti Ibrahim Saliji of Escott also has written a beautiful kitab on the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's much more detailed. Read that kitab, any kitab, there are many, but it must be an authentic kitab. Read it and see the great barakah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubba wa hubba man yuhibbuk. وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبه اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. Inshallah, in February we'll have an Islahi Jalsa in Azad Valley as well. trying to attend there, and that is for the whole country. And mashallah, brothers from around the world attend. So we who are here, and that is why we got lot of time till February, prepare for that also.